This Week in the Civil War, on Monday, November 2nd, 1863, President Jefferson Davis arrived in Charleston, South Carolina, welcomed by General Pierre Beauregard and Charlestown Mercury editor Robert Barnwell Brett, two of his greatest detractors. At City Hall, Davis noted that it is by united effort, by harmonious cooperation, by casting away all personal considerations that our success is to be achieved. Davis predicted that Charlestown would never be taken by Union forces. However, he never once mentioned Brett or Beauregard by name, nor did he congratulate his general for successfully defending Charleston. That evening, Beauregard in turn did not attend a dinner in Davis's honor, given at the home of former Governor William Aiken. All the while, from the harbor came the sound of 793 total federal shells, continuing to batter Fort Sumter's defenses. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.